is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This week, we continue the series, Amazing Prophecies in the Book of Genesis. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Glenn Campbell with No More Night, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
The timeless theme, earth and heaven will pass away. It's not a dream. God will make all things new that day. Gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternal hell. No more nights, no more pain, no more tears, never cry. Is the praises to Christ our King. Slowly the name from the book of Luke. I know the King, there's no need.
And so, the rest of the earth was, of course, the earth also was corrupt before God, it says in verse 11, and the earth was filled with violence. Well, it sure sounds like a description of today, doesn't it? The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Even Noah was not perfect in his flesh in terms of sin, but in terms of his DNA blood type, he was. But all of us have sin. That's the fleshly sin, the lust of the flesh. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And so he told Noah, build an ark. And Noah did all that God commanded him. And then the Lord said unto Noah, chapter 7, verse 1, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. So Noah was the only one who was righteous. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark. And then came the water. Of course, there were the animals also. And all but they were destroyed. Now, it's interesting. We don't really know how much knowledge existed in the days of Noah. I suspect, though, because the devils are very intelligent, and they've been around thousands of years, and there they had come to the earth and polluted the flesh, the stock of human races. And there must have been great knowledge in those days. And did you know that Jesus said that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns? Isn't that interesting? As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, so it shall be when the Son of Man returns. That's why it's very important to know about Noah. If these beings came supposedly from some other planet, the Masons say the planet Sirius, of course. They call it the dog star, by the way. The dog star. The Egyptians actually worshiped this dog star. And when the Nile River began to flood, they would talk about that it was doing so because of the influence of the dog star, Sirius, that was coming close to Earth. The word Sir, S-I-R, came from those who worshiped Sirius. They worshiped the Lord of Sirius, whom they call Sir. We still use that today. Now, it's interesting on this Sirius, as I said, the Scientologists believe in this. And isn't it fascinating that recently a company was formed calling itself Sirius that offers satellite radio to people? You get satellite radio for your car. So it comes from the power of the air. I wonder who is the prince of the power of the air is. Isn't that Lucifer? Yes, it is. And I was looking recently and studying this new corporation, Sirius, and fascinated that they chose the name Sirius, the dog star, and I researched a little bit on their logo for the company. Guess what it is? The dog. The dog. Back to the dog star. And of course, Satanists today worship under the sign of the pentagram, the pentacle, the star. The Masons call it the blazing star. The high priest of Satan, Anton LaVey, who's gone on to his reward now, he died, by the way, a few years ago, the very same day that Baron Edmund de Rothschild died. Isn't that interesting? They went to their master the same day, Rothschild and LaVey. The symbol of Anton LaVey that he emblazoned on the wall behind his altar with a goat's head was a star, a five-pointed star, with two points pointing upward like horns of the devil, encircled. Yes, there was a circle around the star. What is the circle? It is the circle, of course, of eternity. It is the boast of Satan that my devils and I will come from the great star to earth. We will fall to earth and we will conquer. Wasn't it Jesus who said of Satan or Lucifer, I beheld Lucifer like lightning fall from heaven, and thus all Satanists give honor to the lightning bolt, even to this day. The great star that comes from the heavens, Sirius, which is the star of Sirius that is coming. And when it comes in God's due time, not the devil's, for God is the ruler of the calendar of future events. In that day, my dear friend, then the devils will again envelop this earth. The same ones, the men of renown, the giants, they'll be back. You know, there's a man from Great Britain. It's caused quite a stir. He believes that on this earth today, there are certain reptilian races. They look like people, but they can change their shape. They can shift back into their reptilian form. They're serpent people, says David Icke. He's gotten quite famous with this theory of his. He says the British royal family, Prince Charles and so forth, they're actually reptilians. It's amazing for a British subject to say that of his own queen and prince. But it is true that Prince Charles, his symbol, because he's the Prince of Wales, and in Wales they give the prince a symbol. I've seen it, a picture, but I've seen him wear the symbol of the Prince of Wales. And what is it? It is the great red dragon. He wears that on his arm. The Prince of Wales. By the way, another astonishing thing that you may be interested in is that there are many hidden occultists in England today who believe that England or Great Britain is the true Israel. They believe that they are now the possessors of what they call the Stone of Scone. It is just looks like any other small stone or rock. But they say it is the very pillar of stone that Jacob, who had just wrestled with a man, who many say was an angel, and then his name was changed, if you know, from Jacob to Israel. This, again, is all in Genesis. We go back to prophecies. And this story is told in Genesis chapter 35, verses 10 through 15. Let me read it to you very quickly. It says, "And God said unto him, Thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. And kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land." Verse 14 says, "And Jacob," that is Israel, "set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, as a monument to God, in thanks." Now, that stone, somehow, the British say, made its way to Great Britain, to Scotland, and then from Scotland to England. And they call it, this Jacob's Pillar, the Stone of Scone. How did it get there? Well, there's all kinds of stories about it. But they say that it came when, they have all kinds of stories. You know, Joseph of Arimathea came over with Mary, and there's all kinds of fantastic stories about how this pillar of stone of Jacob's came to land in Great Britain or Scotland. In fact, until 2 or 3 years ago, it was in England, and it's been moved back to Scotland now. It's called the Stone of Scone, or the Stone of Destiny. They say whatever nation has possession of the stone of Scone, or Jacob's pillar, that will be the nation God chooses for his people. It will be the kings that come from the loins of their predecessor, Jacob. Now, isn't it interesting that England, in fact, has kings and queens and has had those for many, many years. But the people that believe in this in Great Britain, the secret, and by the way, among them are the Order of the Garter, the Knights of the Order of the Garter, all of the royalty of England supposedly believe in this. And they say that Prince Charles could turn out to be the Christ, or any man who comes in the future. Someday the King of England will prove to be the Christ. Now, of course, this all goes back. We can talk about those kind of things, but I don't think it's very fruitful, because Paul said don't talk about genealogy. It's not very fruitful, but the occultists love it. Right now, one of the biggest bestseller books on the New York Times bestseller list talks about this little Priory of Zion, this cult in France, that believe that they are the true heirs of Jesus, the bloodline of Jesus. Here now, they say that in Britain is the bloodline of Jacob. That's the true Israel. And by the way, I have a picture of Prince Charles being invested in his princehood, or whatever you call it, by Queen Elizabeth. And he sat on a throne, and the back of the throne, or the chair, was an image of a great red dragon. And under the chair was the stone of Scone, or Jacob's pillar. He sat on Jacob's pillar with his back resting on the red dragon. And he was intended to be king, but something has held it all back. But could he become the most holy king? Could he become Christ? No, but he could certainly become the Antichrist. And some people say Charles is going to become the Antichrist. Now, you may say these are fantastic stories. Friends, I believe they are too. I agree with you. Do they have any credence? I don't think there's one shred of proof to show that this stone of Scone in Great Britain, now it's been moved to Scotland, which is quite interesting. By the way, from Scotland came the Scottish Rite, which is the world's largest organization of Freemasons. Isn't there a story behind that? Oh, yes. Here's what you have to understand. It doesn't matter how fantastic the stories, if powerful and influential men, even the Illuminati elite, believe in them. They can make things happen. They can create an Antichrist. They can create the lie that Britain or America or some other nation is the true physical Israel. How can they do it? Through their propaganda, through their media, through their secret orders and secret societies, and their secret religious. Does Tex Mars believe this? No. They got some rock from some hill or mountain there in Scotland and created a fictitious myth. But they believe it. How else can you account for every king for hundreds of years that has been crowned monarch of Great Britain has sit in that same chair on that same stone? It means a lot to them, doesn't it? Well, we've got so much more to bring you. Let's go to the next area, and I think this is going to be a very interesting one. It has to do, by the way, with Abraham. By the way, in case you want to know the verse where Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be, that would be Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. Now, you remember that God, though, said there would not be a flood again. He made a covenant with mankind. And the rainbow is the sign of that covenant. That's in Genesis. The earth will never be flooded again. So man will not be destroyed by water, but there's still the opposite of water. And what would that be? Fire. Fire. I think it's fascinating that Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 3, he says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now, let's talk a little bit about prophecy there. In Genesis, God said, I'm going to make a covenant with you. and the rainbow, this beautiful multicolored arc you see in the sky, will be a sign of my covenant with you. I will never again destroy mankind with a flood. But he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone. And what is he going to do with us? Talk about fire and brimstone. It's going to start with fire and brimstone, the book of Revelation says. And then it's going to proceed all the way, Peter says, until even the very earth, the heavens, are going to pass away with a great noise, and everything will be burned up. Now, friends, if you're gathering up riches for the last days, you're in great trouble. James said, even the richest men on earth, they've got gold and they've got silver, and they hold on to it like old Mr. Scrooge. And the Bible says they may as well just throw it in the streets. It'll be worthless. Their gold, their diamonds, their jewelry, everything you own. See what it says here in Peter? It says, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Every museum will no longer have any artifacts. The museum and the artifacts will be burned up. Amazing thing, isn't it? By the way, the New Age, several years ago, tried to adopt the rainbow. They said that's the bridge between man and the New Age to come. We're going to take a quantum leap. And the rainbow was their sign that we were going to go into a new age of Luciferianism. Isn't that just like rebellious men and women? To take the very symbol that God gave us, a covenant with us, a good thing, and turn it into something corrupt.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.